Offside. Daleč od oči, daleč od srca. S 1. januarjem 2025 je Bolgarija vstopila v šengensko območje. Prvi je čez mejo prišel potepuški pes, njegovo prečkanje pa so policisti pozdravili z bučnim aplauzom. Ta simboličen dogodek potrjuje dejstvo, da so za vse razsvetljene liberale Evropske unije še psi vredni več od migrantov. Zgolj nekaj dni predtem so namreč civilne reševalne skupine nevladne organizacije No Name Kitchen in kolektiva Kolektivo Rote Balkaniše na jugovzhodu Bolgarije našle trupla 3 mladoletnih migrantov in sledi, ki nakazujejo, da je bolgarska mejna policija bila seznanjena z lokacijami 3 trupel in jih pustila tam oziroma mladoletnike pustila zmrzniti do smrti. Te tragedije pa ne moremo gledati kot zgolj izoliranega incidenta, saj je zlorabljanje, zapostavljanje in nasilje nad migranti zgolj širši simptom odnosa evropskega konsenza glede tega, kako ravnati z migranti, ki prečkajo meje utrdbe Evrope. Medtem evropski mediji o samem stanju ljudi na poti poročajo čedalje manj in se raje osredotočajo na strašenje z grozečimi številkami in zgodbami o trumah tujih napadalcev, ki udirajo skozi meje. Dejstvo, da so za temi številkami zgolj ljudje, pa je po starem reku daleč od oči, daleč od srca, s čimer je upravičena in pozabljena vsaka brutalnost, ki države utrdbe Evropa in njihovi represivni podaljški izvajajo nad njimi. Države se poslužujejo zlasti izvajanja pushbackov oziroma kolektivnega vračanja beguncev, ki je v mednarodnem in evropskem pravu nezakonito, saj z njimi države kršijo načelo nevračanja v države, kjer so lahko ljudje izpostavljeni nehumanim razmeram. Za začetek razmere na bolgarski meji in vplivu, ki ga je imela priprava na vstop Bolgarije v šengensko območje, oriše Diana Dimova, predsednica nevladne organizacije Mission Wings, ki nudi pomoč migrantom v Bolgariji.
The things which happen last 2.5-3 years, it's really strange because the pressure on the borders and the pushbacks testimonies that we received from asylum seekers increase a lot. And unfortunately, the alert signals from people in distress in the forest increase also. And this is out of our capacity, like Bulgarian local organizations. And it was very, very useful for us that international rescue teams came here last 2 years to support our efforts to rescue the people. This is the first priority, to provide crisis intervention and first aid for people in a critical health condition. Because of Schengen, Bulgaria's authority is focused a lot to present the country, the institution in the best weight in front of, let's say, West Europe. And they neglected a lot the topic about human rights. And we faced a lot of cases. People share with us that they face a lot of violence. And we're not talking only about pushbacks from the Turkish border, but we are talking about the living conditions in the reception centers here in Bulgaria, the way how the authorities treat the asylum seekers in the detention center.
Na bolgarski meji je sicer prisotna tudi Evropska agencija za mejno in obalno stražo Frontex, vendar je po navedbah sogovorke njihova prisotnost majhna.
If I'm honest with you, the Frontex present is not much visible and strong here. A few times we, with our colleagues from other NGOs who is active in these topics, so we send them appeal, we send them signals about so many problems that we face on the border. We had with them a few meetings And unfortunately, we cannot see any results. And Bulgaria is continuing the same direction. And doesn't matter that we have official representative of different kind of international organizations here.
Ob tem obstaja velik razkorak med uradnimi poročili, ki jih objavljajo pristojni vladni organi, in dejanskemu stanju na terenu. Sogovorka izpostavlja tudi neodzivnost bolgarske vlade na pozive nevladnih organizacij glede slabega stanja na mejah.
The difference is that in some of the reports it's mentioned some of the problems, but they're not going that much deeper. For example, I read the reports of national reports from our ombudsman, the state ombudsman, and the previous years they talk a lot about the rights of unaccompanied minors. Who is searching asylum in Bulgaria, but the last years this information is shorter and shorter. So we have around one or two maximum paragraphs who is talking about these topics. So if we're talking about official reports, which means the message is that this topic is not important. They're not going deeper when they're making their investigations or research or the cases or general about their annual reports. Or also, if we are talking about the practical, on the what's happening in the reality and the practice later, they don't spend any efforts to change the reality, because there's no any sense if you're writing something and after that nobody's doing anything, because it needs a lot of discussions, a lot of press to the authorities to change the reality. If you reach some facts, if you give them official recommendations, but nobody is doing anything.
Dimova pri tem izpostavlja predvsem pomankanje pritiska, ki bi lahko spremenil politiko države.
So it's a big difference between the reports and the practice, because we don't have somebody someone in the middle to put the pressures to change the reality, because like a social workers and like psychologists, if we are focused only to change, to support people to raise, reach their personal change that they want to reach, it's something. But if you want to change the context, which is very important, we should spend more efforts and to involve more stakeholders on this. I cannot last a few years. I cannot see nobody to focus on this, from international organizations who is based in Bulgaria, from the authorities, from NGOs who declared that they focus about human rights.
Vladna politika, ki pri obravnavi migrantov podpira sistemsko diskriminacijo, skuša pospešiti in celo uzakoniti proces izvajanja pushbackov.
The authority, even through their practices, they increase the politics of discrimination to find a way to deport people faster, to find a way to push back the people. They slowly legalize the pushbacks. Can you believe that? They're talking about prevention of entering, but the real name of this is pushbacks. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people.
Poleg izvajanja pushbackov, ki ni omejeno zgolj na samske moške, temveč tudi na mladoletnike in nosečnice, represivni aparati nad migranti izvajajo tudi nasilje. Pritisk pa policija vrši tudi nad nevladniki.
They push back children also and pregnant women. This is important, not only single men, that most of the people are thinking. And they take their personal belongings, they take their monies, they use a lot of physical violence, and They use the police dogs. Yesterday was the last case. One in our center came a single man who appealed because the border police officers used a dog against him, and his feet was injured a lot, and our doctor helped him. So every day we have a lot of new cases, and people trust us. This is the reason we are under big press, because we are not. We decided to not be silenced. We'll continue to talk about what's happening on the border, and we need more support, and we want to change the reality. This is absolutely a crime. Nobody should be silent about what's happening here.
Dodaten problem pri obravnavi migrantov je popolnoma nekoherentna politika vlade glede tega, v kateri center naj pošilja prosilce za azil. Dimova izpostavlja, da je ustaljena praksa, da se ljudi večkrat brez utemeljenega razloga premešča iz enega centra v drugega, s čimer se v centrih povečuje prostorska stiska.
Bulgaria has 6 reception centers for asylum seekers and 2 detention centers. When people was detained, of course, there's official procedure. Everyone should follow the law. They should be moved from the detention center to the reception center. And even for us, like NGOs, it's very hard to understand the current logic and the current strategy of the State Agency for Refugee. Because from time to time, they move the people from this reception center to another one. Even yesterday, I understood that people from Pastrogor and Banja reception centers was moved to Harmali reception centers, and the staff from the camp in Harmali, which is the biggest here in Balkan area, told me that they expected more people from Sofia, and we don't understand what is the reason they move people. And in the center is more than 1,000 people. Can you imagine 1,000, a few thousand people in one place? How you manage the accommodations, the deliveries, how to provide different kind of services for them? It's not easy. And sometimes the State Agency for Refugees takes spontaneously, randomly, it seems, like I'm talking like a civil activist, that we cannot see the logic of their decisions, because if there is a protest, for example, in Sofia in front of Forčekupelka reception center, they move the people in Harmali to not be visible in the capital, but to move them in another camp near to the border. If there is more protesting from the locals in front of the reception center in Harmali, they directly take a decision and move around 100 of them, another one. So until now, there is no, for me, it's no clear conceptions how they manage this 6 reception centers for the refugees, and also how they can give us guarantee that they're providing the good quality of living conditions.
Dejstvo, da vlada ne more zagotoviti dostojnih razmer v centrih, sogovorka ponazori s primerom, ko je vladna agencija za migracije prosila Mission Wings, da poskrbi za 2 novi materi iz Sirije, saj agencija po njihovih besedah za njo ne more poskrbeti.
So for example, our organization has a shelter. We have a small mother and baby unit, 24/7 services, with 8 places. 2 of the mothers are from Syria. The State Agency for Refugees asked us to provide services for them and to accept them in our center, because they told me that they don't have proper conditions for the pregnant women and mothers with newborn babies. And they moved to our social service center. So even they confirm that the living condition is not okay.
V splošnem se vlada pri skrbi in nastanitvah za migrante zanaša na nevladnike in mednarodne organizacije, ki svojo pomočjo širijo kapacitete za oskrbo migrantov iz ogroženih skupin, predvsem mladoletnikov. Sogovorka razloži, da je politika vlade zelo dvolična, saj se po eni strani zanašajo na nevladne organizacije, hkrati pa jim otežujejo delovanje in jih držijo stran od oblikovanja politike.
With the support from with NGOs, they're trying to increase their capacity about unaccompanied minors. For example, UNICEF help in this process a lot. In 16th of May, with help of UNICEF and Switzerland Embassy, they opened the third safety zone for unaccompanied minors, which is in Harmony. The rest two are in Sofia, another reception centers, and IOM is managing this center, which is better. So somehow, from one side, the government and the state are trying to involve and allow NGOs to be involved in some part of these problems and this field, but from the other side, they keep them away from the decision-making process, from the services. And my personal opinion and experience show that most of the good things which happen in Bulgaria, if we try to focus something about the positive things, is coming from the NGO sector or from some of the international organizations. The state doesn't have enough motivations and maybe competence to provide specific kind of services dependent from the vulnerabilities of the target groups.
Prosilci za azil pa se povrhu vsega soočajo s pomankanjem nacionalnega programa za integracijo, zaradi česar jim je otežen dostop do osnovnih socialnih storitev, kot so zdravstvena oskrba, šole in vrtci. Oteženo pa jim je tudi iskanje zaposlitve.
Until now we don't have a function national integration program. The refugees are totally lost when they receive the status here. We have a few families, for example, now we're working on their cases. They're living in external address, but they have more children. They don't have job. They're not. It's not that much easy for them to go in the kindergartens because they don't have vaccinations. Schools is not open to accept the children in most of the regions, social services also. Day by day, we face a lot of discriminations and there's no integrational politics.
Uradna politika Bolgarije se tako ne razlikuje od politike drugih držav utrdbe Evropa, njeno glavno načelo pa ostaja, da se migrante, ki vstopijo v državo, čim prej pošlje naprej. Pri tem se bo po mnenju sogovorke zaradi vstopa Bolgarije v Schengen pot za migrante preusmerila proti Romuniji, kjer jih čakajo nove težave, saj meja teče vzdolž Donave.
They're not welcome on the entrance, if we are talking for the Bulgarian-Turkish border. And as soon as possible, if they should leave the country through the exit. Until now, the exit was Bulgarian-Serbian border. But because of Schengen, we think that this situation will change, that maybe the exit will be Bulgarian-Romanian border, because when they enter Bulgaria, they will be in Schengen zone. They shouldn't take the second risk of death to cross the border with Serbia and to go out of the Schengen zone. And because we have a natural border with Romania, a Danube River, we don't know maybe the incidents there. Car incidents will increase, we don't know, but Definitely, we think that the situation will change a lot, and people on the move will try to find different marshals to reach the West countries.
Po navedbah Dimove se je število prosilcev za azil v Bolgariji v zadnjem času povečalo, saj se ljudje upravičeno bojijo, da ne bodo dobrodošli v bolj zahodnih državah Evrope. Pot nazaj pa jim je zaprta, saj so njihovi domovi porušeni. Pomankanje nacionalne strategije za integracijo je zato zdaj še večji izziv.
The number of the people who ask for support to integrate here increase. I think this is something positive from one side. Because they felt very clear the message from the West countries that they're also not welcome there because of the situation in Syria, because of the asylum, new asylum law pact, the migration pact, which will be implemented from the beginning of next year. So they prefer to, some of them, most of them doesn't have place to live in their country for region anymore. Their homes was destroyed and they prefer to stay here because Bulgaria is, in some aspects, is familiar to their country for region. They're trying to find a way to stay here, but it's not easy. That will be the new challenge, I think, for Bulgaria because it doesn't matter how much Bulgaria want people to move or to come back in their country for regions, I think more people will choose Bulgaria to stay here, and that will be the big, that will be biggest challenge for our authorities and maybe for the NGOs, of course.
Medtem ko se nevladniki v Bolgariji takole borijo za izboljšanje situacije, večina evropskih medijev situacijo ignorira. Zahodne evropske države pa se dogovarjajo z vzhodnimi, da te za njih izvajajo nasilje nad migranti in postajajo prva linija obrambe za utrdbo Evropo. Vsak dan ljudje umirajo, razmere v centrih za azil se slabšajo, policija čedalje bolj zlorablja ljudi. Na vzhodu nič novega. Off je pripravila vajenka Vida, mentorirala je Tija.
Offside.